as a great cosmic presence known to us, as the great god Meru, god of the mountain ranges of South America, speaks his heart to us tonight. We offer our love and gratitude to him. We ask our mighty I Am presence to bless him and to pour forth through us everything that will help to hold protection for all that is constructive in the Americas and to be the repelling force to all that is not constructive, till the great divine plan purifies all for eternity. Beloved of my heart, tonight I trust I may bring you a gift, bring you encouragement, and bring you a power with which to hold your victory and expand the light within you into all the strength that is necessary in any experience to make you the victor over all that is of human creation. I trust you will appreciate my gift tonight, for it is a reminder constantly of what is within life that is constantly acting to bless life wherever you abide. Now, this of which I wish to speak is the ability within your life to consciously intensify and expand the strength of the light in you. And I mean by that, intensify that stream of light that comes from your higher mental body down into the outer self and anchors within the heart. This is the life stream from the great central sun, and that is the source of all sustaining activities of life anywhere that are constructive. I wish you to feel that every time you call your beloved I Am presence or to the ascended beings to bless anything that has come into manifestation, whether it be the powers of nature or the things mankind has created by the use of life, so long as they be constructive, in your ability of your own life to recognize the magnificent powers within life that have created such beauty, have created the way and means by which you may have outer physical experiences, by which you use this life stream within you, the strength of the light and the life as it flows, to create perfection in this world and sustain it and expand it to reveal the beauty and the power and perfection from the great central sun. You have all power within life to create beauty and perfection, to sustain it, to protect it, to expand it, and to make of it a blessing to every particle of life that exists in the infinite universe. You have that power within your own life. Your life is a magnificent mastery that creates the manifested universe, sustains and expands it. Now, in your use of your life, the energy, the things of this world, the substance, whenever you will allow the outer self to be appreciative, to be grateful, to recognize the beauty, to realize what amount of action life has concentrated into the manufacture of anything that is of beauty or use or perfection or blessing to life. Every time you bless life and recognize how life has blessed you, you allow the stream of your own life, the strength of the light in you, to intensify, expand, and release more of its luminosity into outer physical conditions wherever you abide. And if you let enough luminosity come into the conditions around you, you cannot have imperfection in them. And there's no easier way to let your own strength of the light expand in you and then through you and pour it into all outer world conditions around you than to bless and bless and bless every particle of life. Whether individuals are doing what you think they should or not has nothing to do with it. You are blessing the life of the universe and pouring the love from the great central sun into it impersonally. And you have no idea, if you will do this to everything as a matter of habit, how you will breathe, as it were, into the universe around you the great fire breath of ever-expanding beauty, perfection, and creative action from the higher mental body into the outer self, into the world around you, and then let it go on and on. And as the light expands, you will find no lack of any good thing in your being and world. If you will bless everything you contact with all the blessings of the life in the great central sun, and understand that you can command the great central sun's cosmic sacred fire love to just bless and bless and bless all substance you contact, all the energy you use, all the things you observe, and all the things that bless you. If you knew what you could create in your own beings and worlds in a very short time, anywhere from 6 months to a year, and maybe within 30 days, could you see what would come back to you by that continual blessing? There isn't a thing on this earth that could persuade you not to do it, no matter what any human being does. This messenger has had occasion to watch a very dear, lovely, elderly lady all alone just love everything in her garden, in her home, in everything she does. She just lives every second of the day just calling the blessings of the mighty I Am Presence and the Ascended Host into everything just as naturally as breathing. And she's had some of the most amazing miracles in the last 6 months you could ever dream of. I ask every human being that hears or knows of this instruction to take me at my word tonight and experiment with your own world to just bless everything with such sacred fire love from the great central sun that you let the master powers of your higher mental body come into the outer self and be the strength of the light in you to do greater and greater things that ever bless the universe around you. And because you are pouring into outer world conditions more of that sacred fire love, it always creates a raising activity that raises the rest of the world into greater beauty, perfection, and harmony. And automatically, you must raise with that, because that is your life that you have called forth by conscious command to bless the universe around you. So when you say to your beloved I Am Presence, my beloved I Am Presence, intensify and expand without limit your strength of the light in me to blaze blessings and miracles and marvels without limit into everything in my being and world, into all life that I contact, into the atmosphere about me, and send it forth as my world of the illumining presence and boundless strength of the light of the great central sun's love that has blessed me, that has placed me here, that sustains me and gives me the power of itself to create and sustain in the world around me the same blessings it has given to me. You cannot have a greater blessing to yourself. You can't have a greater way to expand the strength of your own life stream in the outer self to make you more capable of doing more wonderful things in the world around you than to just keep calling this forth into outer world conditions. And since this world doesn't need anything but the sacred fire love from the great central sun, which the violet consuming flame is, the more you pour your love and blessing of the violet consuming flames of mighty perfection into everything, the more it acts within you, the stronger you become, the more luminous do you become, until the sun presence in the atmosphere about you reveals to us the obedience you have given and the powers that you now have with which to do the magnificent service to life that enables you to move in outer world conditions. And that sacred fire goes before you, consumes human opposition, human creation and problems, and all you do is to experience within your feeling all the time the love, the harmony, the joy from the higher mental body as it comes into you to bless and bless and bless the world around you. You cannot be unhappy, nor uncomfortable, nor limited if you will let your higher mental body, by this call, come in and pour forth through you its eternal blessings of the sacred fire love from the great central sun and make everything in the world around you a sun presence of its own realm of perfection. This is an action of the great central sun magnet that draws into you and into the atmosphere about you the perfection of the higher mental body. And from the ascended master's octave, then you become the custodian of the gifts from the presence and the gifts from our life, our realm of life, our octave of life, our activity of life. And the more you use them, the greater becomes the strength of the light in you to control all conditions around you. And I just want you to live this magic way of life more than you know. Will you do it? If thank you, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please, and just remain so. Beloved ones, if you will do this, you will live life as we do. For I assure you, we do not do anything but bless life. Whenever we see anything constructive or anyone making conscious effort to pour forth something that's constructive to some other part of life, we automatically enfold that individual in another flame of our love and stand the guard until it helps that life stream, helps the higher mental body, strengthen the light within till it is able to send forth and create greater blessings of perfection by the use of its own strength, of its own life. When you realize, beloved ones, that all activities of the sacred fire that we direct are all our life's love and blessing to every particle of life that is constructive, so we can expand the light within it that it may produce greater and greater perfection. We do not move through the world with a fighting attitude. We do not war with the destructive forces. We do not criticize and blame and condemn mankind for not being something different than it is. All we do is pour forth our life's love of the sacred fire's blessing to every part of life. And do you know what that will do? Builds around you a sun presence of such harmony and such ease and comfort and peace. It would automatically keep you healed. It would automatically keep supply coming into your hands and use. It would automatically help all life to cooperate with you to create greater perfection and fulfill the great divine plan. Now, with all the blessings, magnificent things that have been created on this earth in the mountain ranges of the world, we bless that creation constantly with the sacred fire love of our own life streams and from our great temples of the sacred fire. We are ever pouring into that more of the sacred fire love to make it grow greater, that it may bring greater blessings to the world. And I assure you, there's no greater joy in the universe than to watch that which is constructive expand and bless everything where it goes. That's what the sacred fire of love does to life. And then, when you are in the mountain ranges of the world, if you will take that statement, I breathe in the great fire breath of the love that has created the mountain ranges of the world. I breathe in the love that has anchored strength and energy and purity into the mountain ranges of the world. I breathe in the cosmic fire breath of the sacred fire's love from the great central sun that ever breathes through me greater perfection into manifestation. And my dear ones, you can perfect yourselves. You can perfect the world around you. You can bless everything you contact. And constantly will the love from the great central sun magnet drawing in and around you these greater blessings and pouring them to the rest of life will make you a sun presence that draws all life wherever you abide up and in to the fulfillment of the divine plan. Thus you take out of the clutches of the hordes of evil the life, the substance, and the energy by which they sustain evil and expand it to the destruction of the God creation that has been placed here by love to help mankind rise into the ascent of Master's octave. There's nothing will bless you any greater than to realize that this outer self should be educated and trained to call the beloved mighty I Am presence and higher mental bodies, sacred fire love and strength of the light into the outer self that sheds its radiance and keeps occupied, blessing everything in the world around you. You would give the seven mighty Elohim a magnificent opening by which they could bring to bless you and bring into outer existence their great creative activities. I would bless all life and give all life a greater opportunity to become free and understand how to attain the ascension. And do you know what else this will do? This will make you forget to be selfish. This is the consuming of selfishness. This will consume doubt and fear. This will reveal what the heart of God, the mighty I Am presence, contains and wants to give you and wants you to manifest in the physical world. To purify all and one day make this physical octave the perfection of the ascended master's octave, and then you will have heaven manifested on earth. And it won't be monotonous either. Just being happy and constructive isn't monotonous the least bit, for we know. So don't let anybody tell you that you have to have some of these trying experiences in order to use or unfold the master powers of life. That's not true. You can only teach yourselves to become aware of the master powers of life by letting your higher mental body pour forth through you its ever-expanding strength of the light, and by conscious command, form the habit in the outer of just blessing everything. You haven't any idea what a power of transmutation this is. And if you want to be enfolded in a sudden presence of the flame of the transfiguration, there is no easier way to do it, no more joyous way, and no more wonderful, constructive way to live life than to keep using the master powers of your own life and the greater strength of the cosmic light in yourselves to go forth and just make life everywhere feel that you are grateful for its existence in the universe, and everything that has been manifested is entitled to your love, your protection, and your assistance to raise it into something better. Suppose you have in your garden a very rare plant, very beautiful. If you do not pour your love to it and give to it the things it requires to bring it to its fullest perfection, that it may bless you, it doesn't bless you. It doesn't grow. Therefore, you don't have its blessing. So if you're going to have its blessing, you must give it your blessing first. It's just like the farmer. If he doesn't put a grain of corn in the ground, he doesn't have a stalk of corn that will bless him with many grains. No one understands yet in the unascended state what a magnificent miracle power the use of the sacred fire's love and the strength of the cosmic light from the mighty I Am Presence and the Ascended Host can do for the life stream of the individual within, and then through that into everything you contact. And dear ones, there will come such illumination to your mind. There will come such a flood of inspiration and blessings and things that you can do to create happiness and perfection, all of which fulfill the divine plan in the physical world, that you could not ever again know distress. When you've been given the use of this blessed violet-consuming flame, by your very use of it and your call, your beloved I Am Presence and the mighty Saint Germain and the angels of the violet flame or the ruler of the violet planet or any cosmic being to flood the violet consuming flame's mightiest blessing into all life you contact, and just leave your blessing there with a love that only that violet flame brings. If you just make the call for it to come into existence and bless and bless and bless whatever you contact, my dear ones, there will be such blessings in you first, and then in your world, of such perfection from the higher mental body and from our octave and from the violet consuming flame that you would never again be caught in the whirlwind of outer world destructive conditions. So regardless of what human beings do. You don't have to live in other human beings' wrong activities. Now, your intellect will say, well, all these conditions around me, I haven't got this and I haven't got that. So long as you want to justify your limitations or excuse yourself for living in them, you do not want the blessed life. And if every time you rebel against them, you will just stop and forbid the outer self to do that and command it to draw the mighty I Am Presence and the ascended masters, sacred fire love to bless those conditions until they become transmuted into the perfection that blesses you, unless you command, unless you call into action the sacred fire love that transmutes them. How are you ever going to get out of them? You have either created them or opened the door and let them in. In any event, it was your life that did it. And therefore, your own life must call the greater strength of life, the greater strength of the light in you, the greater sacred fire love of the universe into the condition in order to consume it or transmute it or replace it by that which is eternal happiness and perfection for you. But let's your mighty I Am Presence hold command. So the day that you command this outer self to love and bless life wherever you move, with the great central suns, cosmic sacred fire love, and all the blessings of the violet consuming flame, that you may be a blessing wherever you go, you cannot pour that out without having it come back to you infinitely multiplied till it is the lifting force of the universe and carries you forward on the wings of light, the light you have given to life. When people are bound in distress, then they must have more strength of the light within to raise them out of that distress. So all life needs your call for the strength of the light within you and the strength of the light in all around you to give its blessings of sacred fire love that raises all you contact. And in that raising, raises you also. If you will do this, and if you will think of us once in a while in South America, and call forth all the great central suns, sacred fire, violet flame, strength of the light, in that whole continent, to strengthen everything that is life's perfection there, strengthen everything that manifests the fulfillment of the divine plan, and strengthen everybody and everything there to awaken and stand within the boundless strength of the light of eternity. And make the people strong enough to stand against that which wishes to destroy or desecrate them. If you up here will pour your love down there, then we who are the guardians of the life in the South American continent will, I assure you, for we are boundless, we will pour back to you such love and blessings as can only come when you give this obedience to the law. So I hope from tonight your world will be the world of the great central sun's sacred fire, love, and violet flame blessing, blessing, blessing to life. And you'll be so busy pouring it out, you won't even see the distress and the limitations that heretofore have tortured you. If you're going to be free from your problems and struggles, you must have more light within yourself. You must have more strength of the light within in order to be the force that repels and makes problems and struggle let go. So if you use this power, your own limitations must automatically be dissolved and consumed. So, blessed ones, go forward and be the blessing of the great central sun's sacred fire love that loves to cover all life with a violet consuming flame's cosmic action that forever, forever, and forever creates and expands perfection and strengthens life everywhere to produce greater and greater fulfillment of the great divine plan. The Lady Master Nada, who is my messenger, long ago has offered her love to help all life do this. And if you care for her concentration on that violet flame love that she directs, you can but manifest the same greater perfection that she is now to life wherever she abides. And I assure you, she is the master presence of a love that loves life so greatly that the beauty and the perfection and the blessings in her own realm and sphere of activity are boundless and wonderful to behold. And she will give them to you to help you have a world as wonderful as hers. And I will give you what is in my world, till your world is as wonderful as mine, and I have gone on to greater and greater cosmic expansion of that ever-releasing power of cosmic sacred fire love and the strength of eternity creates and sustains the magnificent perfection of life that blesses everything infinitely in cosmic action. So go forward, and I shall prove the truth of my words tonight. As you call into life everywhere that which blesses it and strengthens it to create something constructive. And as we go forward, we will free life everywhere from the shadows that are not God's creation and must be consumed by the strength of the cosmic light that is so bright the shadows can no longer be allowed existence. So go forward and fill the universe around you with the strength of the cosmic light and the sacred fires, violet flame blessings and love go forth to help you and all you contact to your freedom for eternity. Thank you with all my heart. Great beloved God Meru, thank you for your love to us tonight. Fill us with and make us your strength of the light, the cosmic light, and your great central sun's sacred fire, violet flame, love that blesses life with such perfection that wherever we abide, your realm and our realm are forever raising all into greater perfection. And Lady Master Nada, clothe us with the strength of the light of your own life streams, and let us become the same sun presence that thou art. And we thank thee. To the brothers of the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to arm this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such invincible cosmic strength of the light from the gods of the mountains throughout the world. And that goes forth to strengthen all life we contact with all the constructive activities that forever fulfill the divine plan. And we thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us with your strength of the light in everything we do, till the light in us and around us automatically blesses all life everywhere with the raising perfection of eternity. And we thank thee. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty God Meru and beloved Lady Master Nada, and all the gods of the mountains for all the blessings they've given us down through the ages. Now may our life streams pour forth the inner strength of the light and the sacred fire love from the heart of the great central sun, and the violet flame love and blessing of eternity go forth through us by conscious command wherever we abide, till all are raised into the ascended master's octave forever. And to the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, do we call as never before for your visible, tangible presence with us. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame of thou, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world but not out of it, and pouring into it such cosmic strength of the light to strengthen everything that is constructive, and such cosmic violet flame, sacred fire love, to compel the end of all that is of discord, blaze its mighty presence, and make it hold command for eternity. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We love you. We love you. We love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Our beloved, my God, St. Germain, Jesus, Daddy, not and the great divine director, all the ascended masters, the angelic hosts, cosmic beings, and the force of the elders. Our beloved Don Virginia, our beloved staff, our beloved messengers, all our beloved invincible God victorious attorneys and God. All other group leaders and I am students throughout the world, and our own beloved United States of America, and the Americas too, forever, forever, and forever. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and ever, ever hope to be or have and raise it all. To our beloved mighty I am presence, all these center hosts, especially mighty God Meru and beloved Lady Master Nada, and all who pour the violet flame love to the earth, asking them to accept it, amplify it without limit, and now charging it with all the violet flame love and inner strength of the light they know we require, intensified and expanded in through and around us, wherever we abide, and make us infinitely strong enough to keep drawing it into outer conditions until that which is of the shadows is consumed from the universe forever. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains into the outer use of those in this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that's not of the light. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and compel all of this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way, without passing through the change called death. And we thank thee. Now, as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart set of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations. And now all the cosmic strength of the light in us, the great central sun's cosmic sacred fire, violet flame love in us, to make us master over all human creation wherever we abide. And we thank you.